With less than a week to polling day in the United States, Kamala Harris last night delivered what was billed as her closing argument. In a tightly scripted speech, she warned the thousands who had gathered in Washington, D.C. against what she termed Donald Trump's lust for unchecked power. The problem? Joe Biden. Just meters away, in a video message to Latino voters, the outgoing president appeared to refer to Trump supporters as garbage. Let's take a listen.
Donald Trump has no character. He doesn't give a damn about the Latino community. And just the other day, a speaker at his rally called Puerto Rico a floating island of garbage. Well, let me tell you something. I don't know the Puerto Rican that I know, or Puerto Rico where I'm in my home state of Delaware. They're good, decent, honorable people. The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters. His demonization of Latinos is unconscionable.
Joe Biden. Well, the White House insists that Mr. Biden was describing the racist language used by a comedian at that Trump rally as garbage. But not surprisingly, Republicans have seized on the remarks as evidence of the Democrats' disdain for regular Americans. Bob Schmuel is Emeritus Professor of American Studies at the University of Notre Dame. I asked him how much of a headache the remarks were for the Harris campaign.
I don't think they are too much of a headache for the Harris campaign for this reason. Joe Biden has a penchant for saying some things that might not be felicitous or interpreted possibly the way that he intended them. And the one thing that you need to point out is that the Harris campaign has not used him all that much. And I think one of the reasons was that she had to create her own identity, and the other is the possibility of a mistake, a gaffe. And it is getting loads of attention in the Trump media sphere, but less so in terms of the mainstream press.
It follows on from this furore over the remarks about Puerto Rico at a Trump rally at the weekend. So does any of this, in your assessment, have the capacity to influence the outcome of the election?
I think that the alleged joke that was spoken, delivered at the Madison Square Garden rally on Sunday could have real impact within the Latino and particularly the Puerto Rican community. They took it very hard. By that I mean, I have seen many interviews over here of Puerto Ricans who said, you know, I was going to vote for Trump, but there's no way that I can do that now. What I think is lost, Rachel, in all of this is that the comedian used the word floating island of garbage, but just a few days before that, Donald Trump himself called the United States of America a garbage can of the world and went on to say that's a very accurate description of the United States. I think that paired with the joke leads to a good deal of questioning by people as to how the Trump campaign views America and its future.
In 2016, Donald Trump spent the final few days of the campaign asking one particular question at his rallies. He kept asking, what have you got to lose? Are you better off now? Is that this year's mantra?
Believe it or not, it isn't, and it probably should be. By that I mean that the interviews with the voters, and they're always interesting as far as I'm concerned, they're saying, I don't like him, but I was better off 4 years ago when he was in the White House. Unfortunately, if you are a Trump supporter, what you have seen in the past few weeks is an effort by the campaign to keep him on track and to keep him targeting his remarks on the economy. And yet he goes off on tangents in a way different from 2016. There he displayed much more discipline. But for example, yesterday at a speech at Mar-a-Lago, he referred to the Madison Square Garden event as it was a absolute love fest. Well, if any of your listeners would have seen the clips, there were many statements that were making that afternoon that would not qualify as being a love fest.
Mm-hmm. One of the other things that's been striking over the past few days is reading about the huge sums of money now being spent by the Harris campaign in particular. I mean, the sums are absolutely enormous.
They are enormous. And I will reveal this, that there is talk that possibly in the next presidential election, individuals will be donating upwards of $1 billion to one or the other campaigns. It's totally out of hand, and we see it on our screens and listen to it on the radio all the time. But it is the war that is being waged. And I think what we're seeing, and we see it in these closing arguments, the Trump campaign is focused on drilling down, bringing out infrequent voters, particularly males, particularly those in the working class, while the Harris campaign is reaching out and trying to secure the votes of the possibly 3 to 5 undecided voters. Two very different strategies, and we'll see on this coming Tuesday which one was smarter.
Bob Schmuel, Emeritus Professor of American Politics at the University of Notre Dame.